Good morning. It's Richard Lannan of A Brave World, and you're listening to The Spar, where we seek to accelerate the growth of business champions. We're going to make that discussion today about the importance of strategic planning and actual roadmaps from the perspective of trade shows, of leveraging trade shows to actually build your business, to contribute to growth. But first, a little story. This one is called A River Runs Through It. Recently, I had visited Calgary, Alberta, Canada, and I actually drove there from Winnipeg, and with a nice 15 and a half hour drive and only 13 hours back. I guess I probably wanted to get home. I was there in town or in Calgary at the time to work with a client in the area of business requirements, understanding exactly what the business needs were and what the stakeholder needs were, and then helping the group to actually work together to solve business problems, to come up with some ideas as to what they could do. Since I drove, I took a few extra days. See, one of the things you're probably learning about me is that I love to mountain bike. I'm a technical rider, and I love the skills of cycling, the being on the trail. But this time around, I went with a mission. You see, a year earlier, I was in Calgary just before the major rainfall, the flood. See, Calgary actually had an anniversary this week. And being a person that loves the outdoors, who loves to go hiking and cycling and just experiencing nature, I wanted to see what had changed in the environment that I was at just a year earlier. So as I crest the top of this hill and look down into the valley, one of the things I noticed right away, the river had moved. See, a year earlier, the river had flowed through the environment that it was in, and it meandered around an island, and on this island, there was lots of grass and big trees, and everything was standing there quite beautifully. But this year, it was gone. I was actually able to go down to the riverbed and hike across the riverbed to where that island actually used to exist. And I thought to myself, in business, what can we learn from this? You know, the reality of it is that in business and from a strategic planning or an actual roadmap perspective, there are things that force our business to change. There are internal things and there's external forces that come into play. And I guess in this case, we could say that the external force was Mother Nature. It had rained so hard that the river actually had changed course, that it meandered and went into new directions. So what three things can we learn from this? Well, I guess there's always going to be things in our business that are out of our control, that are impact our business lives, our daily lives. And that's one thing. You know, another thing maybe is that your business meanders. It's like a great river, and that often we have to go with the flow, and the course will change. And maybe that's the third thing, that a new course can be set or will be set. And within that course, there are opportunities. There are opportunities that we can embrace. I know that as I hiked along the riverbed and took a look around, I noticed and discovered new things that weren't there before. Heck, I even felt that there was an opportunity for beachcombers. There were some incredible things there that had washed down the river that you could probably take and recycle and reuse in our environment. There's lots of things. You know, a river really does run through our business. And over time, the course changes. From internal to external forces, for that matter, a river runs through our trade shows. A river of people. Think about it for a moment. Have you ever been to a trade show and you've watched how the flow goes? You know, people either go right or left as they go in the door, or straight forward, or maybe, just maybe, there is already an outline on the floor as to the direction you're supposed to go in. You know, there are arrows, but periodically the river sort of adjusts and the flow goes another way. And maybe you find yourself connected with people within that flow and you start following that direction and maybe they're attracted to something. Maybe, just maybe, there's an external force that's driving people, that's attracting people to your booth. I actually think I know an external force that might be. And he's here today with us today. His name is Andrew Boulanger and he owns a company called the Infotainer. And it's really all about trade shows and everything. Now, if you want to check Andrew's out, you can actually check him out at let's just make sure I get it right now, tradeshowinfotainer.com, tradeshowinfotainer.com. So, Andrew, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Richard.
I'm really quite excited about having you here today because over the years, I've gotten to know you a little bit, and I know a bit about your background. I love the fact that you call your company the Infotainers. But first, tell us a little bit about yourself. What makes you tick? What are you all about personally?
I'm not ready for that question. I thought we were just going to talk about business. You know what? I don't know. I got my start in magic when I was 5 years old.
Sure.
So, I mean, that has always been my hobby and my passion. And I did birthday parties when I was young and that sort of thing. And that's, so I kind of was able to create a job out of my passion. So that's part of what makes me tick is just the fact that I love what I do already. So
sounds like me that you get to play, right?
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
With magic and everything.
Exactly.
And I think, you know, even if you're walking down the street and somebody's performing magic on the side of the street, you usually stop.
Right.
You know, and just check it out. Even if it's just for a second or 60 seconds or maybe a little bit longer, it tends to, you know, get people interested in what's going on. Now, out of curiosity, before we talk a little bit more about the infotainer stuff and the magic and everything and trade shows, because that's really what we're going to cover. Tell us a little bit about your background. Like, are you a Manitoban? Are you,
I'm from Wauwinsa, Manitoba, where the insurance company comes from. Just a small town of 500 people.
Oh, okay.
And I went to high school, you know, all K to 12 there, and then went to Brandon University. I got a degree in physics. I got a 4-year bachelor of science there, which I don't really use right now. But
yeah, how does science and magic and trade shows go together?
It doesn't, but it was it was good training ground for me because I was able to pay my way through university doing magic, and it allowed me to kind of segue into doing it full time when I actually did go full time. And then and now I live in Winnipeg.
Then I live in Winnipeg. Now I also understand that you're a family guy. I'm pretty sure. Anybody you want to say hi to?
To my wife Robin and my son Keaton and my daughter Esme.
Yeah, fantastic. So in terms of magic itself, I mean, wow, how does that sort of attract people from your perspective?
Well, I think you actually just kind of alluded to that earlier, was that you're walking down the street and someone's doing magic, and there's something intrinsically interesting about magic because people don't know how it works. They wonder, you know, what's going on, especially if the performer is somewhat engaging. You know, people are going to be attracted to that kind of energy and that kind of thing. And in fact, street performing is where I got a little bit of a start on that. So, you know, we can talk a little bit about that.
Start from there.
Sure.
So, you know what? I find this topic very interesting because it ties so well into the idea of business growth and attracting prospects and people to your organization. And I know that that's really what you're all about. So when we return, we'll talk a little bit more about this. Now, you're listening to Richard Landon of The Spar, where we do seek to accelerate the growth of business champions. And we're talking today with Andrew Boulanger. And you can actually check Andrew's company out, The Infotainer, at tradeshowinfotainers.com. There's lots of great information on him and his organization and the interesting work he does around trade shows. We'll be right back. Hello, it's Richard Lannan of A Brave World, and you're listening to The Spar, where we seek to accelerate the growth of business champions. Today, we're chatting with Anders Boulanger, and you can check him out at tradeshowinfotainer.com. And he has a company called The Infotainer. And prior to our break, we were talking a little bit about street performance and magic and stuff. And maybe you'd like to elaborate on that a little bit.
Sure. Yeah, I think if you've ever been to a street performance, whether you're at the Fringe Festival or maybe you're just in some sort of tourist area in a city and a guy just starts up. You know, just starts doing something, and a crowd gathers around, and they watch. And these are people who had no idea that they were actually going to be watching a show. You know, they have to physically stop someone going about doing their day and convince them to watch. And not only that, but at the end, have such a good time that they pay that person money that they didn't plan on paying.
Yeah, a little contribution.
So that's kind of a tall order, really. But what trade shows and what I do as an infotainer, meaning I combine, you know, the company's information with a unique form of entertainment, is basically corporate street performing. It's the idea that, that you know, of course, it's not as rough around the edges as what you might see in the street, but it's still a lot of the same, you know, crowd psychology and social dynamics go into that. And I use that experience from when I street perform still to this day in trade show infotaining because that's what creates the crowd. And getting a crowd in front of your booth is what leverages your ability to get your message out. And I think that's really where you can get your ROI at a trade show. It's just the more people you get to the booth, more leads you can generate.
And away you go from there.
Exactly.
So your company is called The Infotainer. Can you tell a little bit about where that came from and everything too? Or has it sort of already been explained?
Well, you know what? Actually, I was trained by a man named Joel Bauer, who was my mentor. He's out of Los Angeles, and he kind of coined that term many, many years ago. And he took a handful of us and kind of personally trained us back in 2007. So I was doing trade shows before that, but then I kind of changed my way I did it and the style I did it to match his. And I've become kind of his most successful protege out of that group. And so that's kind of where that comes from. So it's a little homage to him. But it also is a great example of just kind of what I do, because it's not just about the magic. If I call myself a trade show magician, sometimes people think, oh, we don't want some guy pulling rabbits out of hats in our booth, right? Because they have that classic,
perception
of
that. The card trick, the rabbit out of the hat, and the flowers out of the sleeve.
You know, and it's not cheesy like that. It's completely different, and it's driven by the message that the company wants to get out.
Wants to seek
and
out.
And it's based all around that. And so
it sounds to me like when you are actually working with clients, you're really, truly working for them. It's all about their message. Mission, message, and all of the standard things along that line. Yeah. Out of curiosity, I mean, trade shows, that industry sounds like it's got to be massive. Like, what are some of the places, or how massive is it from your perspective?
Well, trade shows is a huge industry. And if anyone's ever done a trade show out there, you know how darn expensive they are, too.
Sure.
Because, so, I mean, in the dollar amount, the industry's huge, because you've got to ship these booths, you got to build these booths, you got to have install them, you got to have, you know, the electrician. And the unions in some of these convention centers, you know, you can't plug in a light at all, or even, you know, turn a light on. So there is a lot of money in that. But also, of course, it's everywhere. And there's a trade show for every kind of industry you can imagine. So it's kind of a hidden part. Like, a lot of people, you know, lay people wouldn't think about trade shows that much. But industries in every sector that do it.
And if you think about it, though, I mean, you know, like, some of the ones that people are probably familiar with are like the home show.
Sure.
Or the garden show, or the car show. Mm-hmm. And every city has a home show, a garden show, and a car show.
And those are public shows. You got public shows ones. And trade shows. And public shows are for anyone to come to. And a trade show is more about, you know, in that industry.
Yeah.
And it's all about, you know, when you selecting your trade show is so important.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
And so you need to be at the right show for your company for that message to market match. And that ensures that the people attending there are going to be a better fit for your prospect, for your target market, right? So that whole show choice is very critical.
That makes a lot of sense. So recently, and I mentioned in the opening show, was out in Calgary about a week ago or so, and the oil and gas show was on.
Yeah.
You know,
I've worked that show a number of times. Yeah,
a number of times. And it's a great show. I mean, you see so many different products and services that are going into that industry. But I've also been to mining shows, and I actually had worked with a client one time that built a piece of equipment that was a $500,000 piece of equipment, and they shipped it from Manitoba to Las Vegas so they could demo it. And I can imagine what, you know, they cost $500,000 to build this thing, which if you're a farmer, I mean, combines and all that, so that's like nothing, right? You know, but when you're into big equipment and stuff like this, but could you imagine just now bringing that in and putting in a show in a place like Las Vegas and things? Just unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. What are some of the, out of curiosity, and I know we have a lot of stuff to get into, but I'm curious of some of the cities you've actually had visited, maybe some of the shows you've done.
Well, Las Vegas a lot, because
that's the trade show capital. North America,
Orlando's a big one.
Yeah.
New Orleans I've been a number of times. San Antonio, I was just in Houston last month.
Okay.
San Francisco quite a bit too. A lot of tech shows because it's so close to Silicon Valley. And then I've done one show in Denmark, Copenhagen.
I think when winter comes, I think I want to hang out with you, especially when you start talking about anywhere that's going south. I'm like, you got to need some help or assistance, you know?
That's right. I'll find a job. Right on.
You know, there's this really great photo of you that I just absolutely love. And it's this photo of you in the middle of a crowd. And you're standing just slightly above everybody, and you got a handful of money. In this case, it's Canadian $20 bills, and you're waving it back and forth. And in that crowd, you can see everybody's hands up in the air, almost as if they want to have money or something. Could you tell us what that is?
Well, like, that shot was taken from Construct Canada, a show in Toronto.
Okay.
And I was doing a show for Hilti, which is they made do equipment rentals and leases and stuff like that for construction. And in my presentation, I have at the end what I call a gambit, which is basically people have a chance to win money off of me.
Who doesn't want to win money, right?
Exactly. And gamification is, you know, a real buzzword these days.
Okay.
But of course, that is I make a little game at the end that people can win money. And that keeps them in the booth.
Keeps them engaged.
You want to give them what they want. And so there's, that's, again, goes into the psychology of the presentation.
So, sorry, what was that word again? Gamification.
Gamification.
So gamification is probably a really good tip in terms of attracting people to your booth at a trade show.
Yeah.
We'll call it that, right?
Yeah.
Give them a game and something they can be involved in and maybe win something at.
Exactly.
You listen to Richard Lannan of The SPAR, and where we seek to accelerate the growth of business champions. And today we're talking to Anders Belanger. And you can check him out at tradeshowinfotainer.com. That's tradeshowinfotainer.com. And he does have a company called The Infotainer. So we'll be right back. Hi, it's Richard Lannan of A Brave World, and you're listening to The SPAR, where we seek to accelerate the growth of business champions. And have you ever wondered what creates a business champion or what makes an organization business champions? I know I do, and I get the privilege of talking to many professionals and many executives and get them to ask that question, or I get to ask that question. You know, there's probably many things, and maybe it's the person that goes the extra mile. Maybe it's being the leadership. Maybe it's just the simple things of paying it forward within the community. There are all sorts of things that can make a business champion. Work together, unravel complex issues, make better business decisions, establish a common direction. Wow. Well, you know what? We've been talking about trade shows, and I think that's part of that whole process. So when we continue, we'll continue discussing with Anders Belanger of Infotainers, and you can check them out at tradeshowinfotainer.com. That's tradeshowinfotainer.com. We're also going to do the Trade Show Secrets and the 1-2-3 SPAR, the Business Champion Knockout, the three things you need to do to be successful. We'll be right back. Hello, it's Richard Lannan of A Brave World, and you're listening to The SPAR, where we seek to accelerate the growth of business champions. And we're back right now with Andrew Belanger and Anders Belanger. Sorry about that, Anders. Tradeshowentertainer.com, and he has a company called Infotainer. So, you know what? We were talking a little bit during our break about some of the trade show things, and maybe, just maybe, we need to explore a little bit exactly what you do at a trade show.
Sure. What I do, I always kind of say to sum it up in the three C's: create, convey, and collect. So I create a crowd around the booth.
Okay.
So that's a crowd of people who wouldn't be there normally. They would have walked right on by. You only have about 3 seconds to stop someone at a trade show, you know?
And then, so it's really short amount of time.
Yeah, really short amount of time. They're going to walk right by. I engage them, bring them in, and start doing a presentation. And in this presentation, is the infotainment, the part information, part entertainment.
Sure.
Entertainment keeps them around. The information is what they learn about your company. And so that's what the next part is, convey. Convey the message to market, the USP, the benefits, everything your company needs to communicate to the prospects. And the last one is collect the leads, because without leads, there cannot be any sales. And that's usually the main objective of most companies at a trade show, is to collect new sales leads. So at the end of the show, I take this big crowd of people and I herd them over to where the people have the scanners, and we scan their badges, give them their gifts, and we just repeat and repeat that all day, five times a day. Yeah.
So do you find that, I guess the whole idea is, and particularly in business, we love it when a prospect stands up and identifies themselves.
Yes.
Isn't that a wonderful experience? The hand raise is like, yeah, I'm a potential customer. And is that what you get, is the hand raise?
I do get hand raises. Every client's different. Sometimes they're just scanning everyone and everyone who comes to the booth, measuring their presence, and they're influencing influencers.
Okay.
But if there's actually decision makers at the show, then I'll say, you know, who's in the market for blah, 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 you know, whatever, fill in the blank.
And then
we can actually see, and the salespeople will see me do that. So it's like fishing with a net, because you're bringing, instead of doing one at a time, we catch a whole bunch, and not all of them are going to be qualified. We throw some back like a fishing trawler, right? But some of them are going to be qualified, and then we can get the salespeople to talk to them. So that's kind of how that works.
So we could say then that a river really does run through it.
Yes.
Just tying it into the opening, right? You know, I didn't know that you were going to do that, but that was pretty good. I think, you know, in business, I think we always want to generate leads and prospects and qualified leads. And I guess that's the whole direct marketing component, you know, that sort of idea. And then just matching the things together, that is to create the crowd, to convey the message, and to collect the leads. I mean, that sounds like the three lessons learned right there. That's pretty powerful.
It is, and it doesn't, and you don't have to use me to do that. You can do it it in other ways too,
sure,
right?
Sure.
And that's kind of where I help companies, you know, come up with different ideas to, you know, in the consulting side of things, just to make their traffic, their trade show booth more optimized. Yeah. It's kind of like SEO for trade show booths.
Really. Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, okay. So you got to mention what SEO is. You can't.
Well, okay. Search engine optimization,
yeah,
right?
For
but
a trade
it's,
show.
It'd be trade show. Yeah.
Sure,
yeah.
Thing. Well, you know, I like the idea of changing the course of the river, right? The flow. And this case here, I mean, really having that force and being involved and then sort of attracting people over to your client's booth and getting them engaged over there and having them identify themselves as a potential good catch, right?
Exactly.
A good customer.
Yeah.
So I think that's really good. I was reading some stuff that you had written, and you had this thing about cheese and whiskers. And just as soon as I read it, I just sort of chuckled, right?
Yeah.
I mean, like cheese and whiskers? Like what the heck is cheese and whiskers?
Well,
what is that?
It's based, that is actually a Dean Jackson concept. He's a marketer from Toronto and he lives in Florida part of the time. But he coined this term because mice have this, their prime directive in life is to look for food and avoid cats, you know? So that's the cheese and whiskers
kind
of thing.
Okay.
And so his concept, and I'm a full believer in this, is that you need to make your marketing, especially in even direct response marketing, when you want someone to respond, and trade shows the exact same thing, you want to give them what they want.
Yes.
And don't give them what they don't want. You know
what
I mean?
Enough. So, fair enough.
That's So when I'm doing a show, I'm giving them entertainment. They want to be entertained.
Sure.
They have a chance to win money.
Yes.
Right? They're looking for a departure, maybe a distraction, something to engage them. Sometimes at a trade show booth, you want to give someone, you know, they have massage people. They have different, like, you know, again, giving them something they want without pushing the marketing up front. You know, with the buy for me, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So that's how the infotainment works well with the cheese and whiskers concept, is the fact that they're getting something for it. What's in it for me, right? Everyone's favorite radio station. CJOB is everybody's favorite radio station.
Yeah. But periodically, you got to listen to WIIFM.
That's right.
What's in it for me type thing. But CJOB is everybody's favorite business radio station.
That's right.
let's make sure we say that, right? Oh, no doubt about it. You know, it's funny when you said that. I was thinking about the book Who Stole My Cheese, and really it's more about, you know, it's about change and everything along this lines, but in a way it sort of applies, right, in terms of you put the cheese where it needs to be and you track the mice and away you go. And sorry, I don't mean to think of people as mice, but the idea of customers and things along that lines. And the other thing, I bet you know, there's not one listener, and myself included, in terms of this, is we haven't gone to a trade show and we didn't let our eyes connect with the sales people, right? Because we wanted to go right by and just grab the brochures and just keep going.
Well,
and
as working a booth, there's something called badge sharks,
which
is the idea that the sales guys will look at your badge to see if you have the prospect, you know, the attendee badge, right? And then they're like, oh, you know, and again, there creates this kind of weird, you know,
vibe.
And just the whole, you know, mindset that goes into, you know, attracting people and everything too is, you know, the attendee mindset is, you know, give me what I want and don't waste my time and all those things go into it. So you really have to,
you really need to be aware of what your customers want or your prospects want. Now, we don't have too much more time for this segment, but I know you do this thing called Trade Show Traffic Secrets. And maybe you can just sort of tell us a little bit about what that is in a few seconds.
Not now. Okay,
And maybe give us a trade show secret. Yeah, you might have to be able to squeeze one in there or so. So go for it.
TradeShowTrafficSecrets.com is a free report you can get. And basically, I kind of walk through, I dissect it myself to see what I do to attract people and then how to make that translatable to any company. So so you don't need me necessarily, but you can do it your own.
So that's a separate website.
That is.
So state the name of that website again.
TradeShowTrafficSecrets.com.
Oh, it sounds to me like that's just a gold mine right there. Just pick that up, right? You're listening to Richard Lannan of A Brave World in the SPAR, where we do seek to accelerate the growth of business champions. And today our champion is actually Anders Belanger, and he's an infotainer, and he has a site called TradeShowInfotainer.com, which lots of great information on it. And I suspect if you take a look at it, you'll find lots of stuff there that you could use for your organization, especially if you do trade shows. We'll be right back. Hello, it's Richard Lannan of A Brave World, and you're listening to The SPAR, where we seek to accelerate the growth of business champions. And speaking of business champions, The SPAR, I always believe there's the 1, 2, 3 business champion knockout tips. the things that you must do to be a champion in your business. And today, since we're talking about trade shows, we're going to be talking about the three things that you must do in your business. So, Anders, you know, could you give us the three things?
The three things I'm talking about is what I call the AAA traffic triangle. It's attention, attraction, and action.
Ah, attention, attraction, and action. So tell us a little bit more about that. What do you mean by attention?
Well, I think I heard this somewhere, and I wish I knew who said this, but they said the number one commodity in marketing is people's attention.
Okay.
And if you don't have their attention, you can't market, you can't communicate your message. So at a trade show, that is so important that if you don't have people's ear, if they're not watching. So you first have to stop them. If you can't stop them,
They just keep going.
And why are you there? You know, it's kind of like if there's no one shows up at a booth, did you really exhibit?
What's the point? What's an example of something that you might do to actually get attention, to stop the person from moving on forward?
Well, I talk about booth hooks, meaning kind of like, what's your hook, right? What do you do to stop them? So, obviously entertainment is one of them. Sometimes a game can be one of them. Sometimes there could just be an interactive exhibit. I've seen holographic things. I've seen all different types of stuff that is just different. That's the key. Is it has to be from out of the ordinary. What wouldn't you expect? You know, or like something unexpected.
Yeah.
That's going to stop people for a second. But unless you attract them into the booth, which is that second part, the attraction,
then it's
just, you know, if you have something that blatantly, for a quick example, I was in VMworld last year in San Francisco. There's these guys in those full body green screen suits.
Yeah.
They were dancing to techno music.
Okay.
And they would do that. They crank up the music and it would stop you. You'd look and you go, okay.
Guys in green suits.
Yeah. and then you go, they just keep dancing. I'm going to keep going. I get it. I see that there's something different going on, but there was no attraction phase to it. So you need to make sure there's a reason for the people to come into the booth and become engaged with whatever's happening.
Okay.
So that's the second step.
The second piece. So give me an example. So you gave an example of the attention. So give me an example of attraction for you.
Of attraction?
Yeah.
Well, whether it is if someone's going to play a game, they want to take part themselves.
Okay, so participation.
So they got to get in on it. Or let's say they want to win this prize, they have to do something to do it. Yeah. Another example.
Could you give an example of what something that somebody might do to get in on the game?
Well, they might have to get in on the game. Often they got to get their badge scanned or whatever, you know, that kind of thing. Or they just have to get in line. And a line is a nice thing too, because P.T. Barnum said nothing draws a crowd like a crowd.
Nothing draws a crowd like a crowd.
So that's where I kind of build, where I just have to stop the first four or five people. And the people stop everyone else after that when I perform, right?
Okay.
So then I build it up and you're able to leverage
it. I think that's a really good sort of spar type hint, actually. Mm-hmm. That's really good. And I guess the third one is action.
Action, yeah. And the action is having them take action, having them become the attraction in a way.
Yeah.
Sometimes seeing people do stuff creates this crowd retention.
Sure.
And it makes people want to do it. And also the call to action, the action has to do with that as well. So the idea that they're going to get their badge scanned, they're going to get their free gifts. But ideally, you get this. The reason I call it the trade show traffic triangle is it's actually kind of a circle, but the triangle is in a better alliteration. But it goes around and around, is that whatever is taking place, whatever the action's taking place, if it is exciting enough, it's going to create more attraction, more attraction, and it goes around and around. You keep a busy booth all day.
Well, what I love about your triangle, and sorry, what's the triangle called again?
Trade show, the AAA traffic triangle. There's
the
a lot
triple
of TR
a traffic
going
triangle.
On.
Oh my gosh, the AAA traffic triangle. Well, there's actually this thing called a stakeholder triangle.
Mm.
Okay, and the stakeholder triangle represents the one-to-one relationship with all the key stakeholders within any organization. So when I looked at your triangle, you did show me a picture of it. I went, a stakeholder triangle, but then you called it something else. But if you think about it, it's the relationship between you and the audience. Then it's the relationship between the audience and the booth, the people that own it, right? The company.
The exhibit.
And then it's the relationship between the company that you represent and you. And that's a stakeholder triangle. Hmm. And there's all these key one-to-one relationships that are going on, that the best win is the win-win-win for the stakeholder triangle. So your triple triangle is, in essence, a win-win-win situation.
That's cool.
So can't help myself. I gotta sort of contribute too, right? And I find that there's many times we end up dialoguing on that with my own clients, right? Mm-hmm. And some of the strategic planning space and the business actionable roadmap space. And so there's a lot of synergy in terms of some of the stuff that we do. Now, earlier on, we had talked a little bit, and I'd like to go back to this, the trade show traffic secrets. And I'm wondering if there might be another trade show traffic secret you can share with us.
Sure, sure. One of the things, I talk about booth attractor factors, and this is maybe more
booth
than...
Booth attractor factors.
Yeah,
sounds
I know.
Like a song.
I know. I love you know, rhyming things and stuff like that. Alliteration.
You could be a rapper.
So there's seven booth attractor factors, and I'm not going to go into all of them, but it's idea that you want to optimize all of them as possible so you're not holding yourself back or you're not cutting yourself off at your own knees, you know. Sure. So the first one is location. You want to have a great booth location. And if you go to my website or go to get the Trade Show Traffic Secrets, I explain all the different strategies of where to be in the booth hall, because it depends on how large the booth hall is and all this other stuff. So that's an important one. The second attractor factor I talk about is kind of a fun or an energy kind of thing, which seems a little woo-woo, you know, as the energy thing. But if you have a booth that has a lot of good booth staff that are having a good time, there's fun being had, there's something that makes it very attractive to people, and they want to be a part of that. They don't want to miss out.
Sure.
Another one I talk about is the X factor, meaning, you know, your demonstrations, your booth hook, your entertainment, what you got going on in there. And then accessibility and design, which is just make sure you don't have barriers. You know, make sure people can come into the booth.
Even I notice that when I go to trade shows, I'm interested in something, they'll put a table right up in the front.
Right.
And that's like a barrier right away. Like, I can't come in. I can't talk to you. I can't greet you in your living room where you live, right?
And some people actually will feng shui their trade show booths, you know, to make good chi flow, right? And there is something about the energy flow, because when I work for a new client and I see their booth, you know, in person, I'll be like, oh, this is going to be issue. Like, from my experience, I can tell that that's not going to work as well for the people to come in. And so you want to optimize that and make sure that's good.
Okay.
Your booth staff's another big attractor factor. Mm-hmm. If you know, you got to make sure that they are working and hustling. And before I talk about crowd retention, bringing people there, and then your signage, which is another thing.
Which is another key thing. Wow, that's just so much to know about trade shows. And, you know, I know you have great information, and you've already talked about the tradeshowtrafficsecrets.com, so you can pick up information there. I know you do a fantastic webinar, too, that people can watch on their own leisure in terms of trade shows. I'm actually speaking to Anders Belanger today. He's a true infotainer. You can check him out at infotainer.com or tradeshowinfotainer.com. And you're listening to Richard Lannan of The Spar, and we'll be right back. Hi, it's Richard Lannan of A Brave World, and you're listening to The Spar, where we seek to accelerate the growth of business champions. And today we've been chatting with Anders Belanger. And Anders is a true infotainer, specializes in trade shows, and you can check him out at tradeshowinfotainer.com. Now, Anders, I got one final question for you. If there is one key message that you'd like to deliver to our listeners, what would it be?
I'm going to go back to the three C's, because it doesn't matter, you know, what you do there. If you can create a crowd, leverage your ability to get your message out, communicate that message, and then herd those people over, scan their badges, you're going to have trade show success. You're just going to be able to repeat that again and again, and that's it's all about.
That's it,
you know?
Right there.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. I appreciate it very much, and thank you for being on the show. Again, it's Anders Belanger, and you can check his stuff out at tradeshowinfotainer.com and also tradeshowsecrets.com. It's Richard Lannan. You've been listening to The Spar from A Brave World, and do your best.